Good day. Sexual health is health. Let's learn as to how we shall prevent and protect ourselves from the factor that could affect such health.
Proper hygiene. Maintaining healthy sexual hygiene habits is important to reduce the risk of infections and enhance your overall health. Unfortunately, only a few people are aware of sex hygiene, which can help protect men and women from infections like UTIs. You might be wondering, why is it important to maintain good sexual hygiene? To answer simply, it's the same reason why we're told to use condom. It helps us to reduce our chances of getting STDs. It allows us to evade all sorts of infections. And of course, good sexual hygiene will avoid other sexual health issues too, which emphasize its importance in our daily lives. The proper care of our reproductive organs is needed to keep them healthy so that they may function well. Proper health habits. The main reproductive organs inside our body are well protected. The external organs need care and proper hygiene. Wash them regularly with soap and clean water. Change underwear every day. Daily baths or shower are also advisable. And health habits during menstruation. Young girls should be advised that menstruation is a normal process. They should wear sanitary napkins during their period. They must be changed often, especially during heavy flow. And the vagina is designed to keep itself clean with the help of natural secretions. Find out how to help your vagina keep clean and healthy, and why you don't need douches or vaginal wipes. While regular personal hygiene is important, too much washing with soap and shower gels can cause soreness. Gently washing your private part once a day with warm water is sufficient to maintain good hygiene. If you want to use soap, choose mild or non-perfumed soap to reduce the risk of skin irritation. And one of the most effective ways we have to protect ourselves and others from illness is good personal hygiene. This means washing your hands, especially, but also your body. It means being careful, cleaning things such as tissues that may have germs into a bin, and using protection like gloves or condoms when you might be at risk at catching an infection.
On this part, we're going to talk about the different types of birth control and the different birth control methods. But first of all, what even is birth control? Birth control is also known as contraceptives, which is a method to prevent pregnancy, period. So with that, why is it even useful? Because we believe that your body, your choice. It is up to you what you're going to do with your body as long as it is safe. And with that, sex always good, sex always fine, as long as it is safe. Now let's proceed. Different types of birth control. We have a lot. So first is the reversible. The irreversible. So the irreversible birth control is a permanent sterilization, meaning it is permanent. You cannot go back. Now we also have long acting, short acting, hormonal, and non-hormonal. Now we also have the not so effective types of birth control, or methods of birth control rather, which has a 6-9 pregnancies per women, per 100 women. Now we have the injection, the pill, the patch, and the vaginal ring. These are also called daily, monthly, or weekly methods, meaning you could take them daily, monthly, or weekly. Now with those, we also have the different birth control methods. Here are the most effective methods. We have the implant, the IUD, and the sterilization. The implant and IUD are both reversible, meaning you can go back and be productive, if that makes sense. Be productive once again if you feel like to or feel like it. And you also have sterilization, which is irreversible, meaning it's permanent. Now these three, the implant, IUD, and sterilization, are long-acting methods. Now we should take note that since these are most effective forms of birth control, we should keep in mind that they don't protect you from STDs or sexually transmitted diseases. It only prevent yourself from contracting STDs. It's just not just depriving from sexual intercourse. Now, here are the least effective methods of birth control, rather. So we have the male and female condom, which could also give you prevention from contracting HIV. And we also have the sponge, diaphragm, and cervical cup. These are also what we call the barrier methods, meaning it protects and it has a layer which prevents from what needs to be prevented to really go in there. You get my point, yeah. So let's keep in mind that these barrier methods have the highest rate of unwanted pregnancies among any other contraceptives. That is why it is the least effective ones. Another method is the intrauterine devices, or the IUD. So these devices are reversible, meaning you can pull them out or you can just go back and be productive once again. You get my point, yeah. So these are inserted in the uterus in an office procedure, and it prevents. Now, here are the least effective methods of birth control, rather. So we have the male and female condom, which could also give you prevention from contracting HIV. And we also have the sponge, diaphragm, and cervical cup. These are also what we call the barrier methods, meaning it protects and it has a layer which prevents from what needs to be prevented to really go in there. You get my point, yeah. So let's keep in mind that these barrier methods have the highest rate of unwanted pregnancies among any other contraceptives. That is why it is the least effective ones. Another method is the intrauterine devices, or the IUD. So these devices are reversible, meaning you can pull them out or you can just go back and be productive once again. You get my point, yeah. So these are inserted in the uterus in an office procedure, and it prevents pregnancy from 3 to 10 years. We also have the Hexplanon, which is an implant. It is a rod placed under the skin and arm and is 99% effective. It prevents pregnancy for up to 3 years. We also have the contraceptive pill, which are the pills, period. So it has estrogen and progesterone and must be taken daily at the same time of the day. And it should not be used by smokers from 35 years old of age and above. It should also not be used by others at high risk for blood clot. We also have the Ortho-Evra, which is the patch. So the patch shall be changed, and it almost has the same side effects as a pill or the oral contraceptive pill, and it's considered less effective for women who are overweight. We also have the vaginal ring, which is inserted vaginally, and is worn for 3 weeks, left out for a week, or when menstrual period is on stage, or meaning when you just have your period. We also have the Depo-Provera, which is a Botox injection for 12 weeks. So this is the injection that we're talking about earlier. It is safer for women prone for clotting, for it is progesterone only. So the pregnancy rate is only at 3%, meaning 3%, you only have 3% chance of having pregnancy when you take Depo-Provera, and it has 12 to 18 months for fertility to return after last take. Meaning, if you would want to be productive once again, you should wait from 12 to 18 months for your fertility to come back after your last take. Now, we also have the barrier methods. We're going to proceed to the barrier methods already, which are the condoms, sponge, diaphragm, and cervical cup. So first are the condoms. Condoms also reduces the risk of STDs. So it's a barrier contraceptive made from latex rubber, a synthetic rubber called polyisoprene, or a very thin plastic called polyurethane. So these condoms protects and serves as a barrier for the sperm to not reach what it can reach or what it desires to reach. Yeah. And we also have the sponge, so it prevents sperm from entering the uterus. So it is soaked with spermicide, placed into the vagina, and shall stay in it for a few hours even after sex. That is why it's considered to be like the infamous birth control, because it is very uncomfortable and it is like what women do not really adhere to and deprive from using as much. So we also have the diaphragm and cervical cup. So these are a form of physical and chemical barrier around the cervix. It blocks the cervix to avoid the sperm reaching the eggs. So that ends our discussion with birth control. And please keep in mind that do not degrade people which commit to sexual tensions, because sex will always be okay as long as it's safe. Thank you, and let's proceed.
What is STD? Infections that are passed from one person to another through sexual contact are called sexually transmitted diseases, or STDs. Or in other terms, sexually transmitted infections, or STIs. Typically, the contact is through vaginal, oral, and anal sex. But there are times that they can spread through other physical contact that is intimate. So, what causes STDs? It can be caused by bacteria, viruses, and parasites. What are the symptoms of STDs? STDs do not always cause symptoms, or only mild symptoms can be caused. So, an infection can be had and not known. You can still pass it on to the others. Though, if there are any symptoms, they could include, first, unusual discharge from the penis or vagina, second, sores or warts on the genital area, third, painful or frequent urination, fourth, itching and redness in the genital area, fifth, blisters or sores in or around the mouth, sixth, abnormal vaginal odor, seventh, anal itching, soreness, or bleeding, eighth, abdominal pain, and the last one is fever. What are the treatments for STDs? Antibiotics can treat bacterial or parasite-caused STDs. There is no cure for virus induced by STDs. But medications will also help with the symptoms and reduce the chance of the infection spreading when it happened. STDs may acquired by doing sexual contact.
Why do we need to study about STDs? It's important to learn about STDs so you can protect yourself. STDs used to be called venereal diseases, or VD. They are among the most common contagious diseases. We can make it easier to talk about if you think of STDs as a medical problem with serious health consequences. Yes, it's a serious health problem because STDs may cause serious life-threatening complications, including cancers, infertility, ectopic pregnancy, spontaneous abortions, stillbirth, low birth weight, neurologic damage, or even death. STDs are an important global health priority because of their devastating impact on women and infants and their interrelationship with HIV or AIDS. So now that we already knew the importance of being aware of a certain disease, which is our topic, sexually transmitted diseases, well known as STDs, there are questions that arises. First, what is STDs? Fourth, who can get STD? Men and women of all ages, regions, ethnic backgrounds, and economic levels can get STD. Second, how does it may happen or occur? STDs are generally acquired by sexual contact. But does that mean you will have STDs if you had sex with your partner? Of course not. It depends. You are high risk if, first, you have more than one sex partner. Second, you have sex with someone who has or had many partners. Third, you don't use a condom when having sex. Fourth, you share needles with injecting intravenous drugs. Fifth, you trade sex for money or drugs. The germs that cause STDs hide in semen, blood, vaginal secretions, and sometimes saliva. Most of the organisms are spread by vaginal, anal, or oral sex. But some may be spread through skin contact. You can get hepatitis B by sharing personal items such as toothbrushes or razors with someone who has it.
Hello everyone. My topic is about condom. We researched to find out what it is really means, how to use it, and what else is contained in condoms. We need to do research because right now, we don't know how it is and what is the benefit really are and whatever about it. We just know what is the name and it is contraceptive. We feel awkward when it comes to sex, so we don't have much knowledge about it. This is what we research about condom. Let's discuss. What are condoms? A condom is a thin, fitted tube that a man wears over his penis during sex, or a woman inserts into her vagina before sex. Ang condom din daw ay nakaka-prevent ng pregnancies and STDs. They created a barrier that keeps semen and other body fluids out of the vagina, rectum, or mouth. You might hear a condom called a rubber or the barrier method. Huwag daw gagamitin ng sabay ang male condom at female condom. One can stick to the other and pull it out of place to tear it. Ang condom ay isang thin pouches that keeps sperm from getting into the vagina. There are male condoms and female condoms. Ang male condoms po ay worn on the penis. It is usually made of latex, a type of rubber. But some are made of materials that are safe for people with latex allergies, such as polyurethane or polysulfone. Ang female condom naman po ay inserted into the vagina. It has a flexible ring at either end. One end is closed and goes into the vagina. The other end is open and the ring sits outside the opening of the vagina. The female condom now available are made from materials safe for people with latex allergies. Parehasang po sila ng male condom na ano, gawa sa materials safe for people with latex allergies. Ang condom ay hindi pwedeng ulitin gamitin. A new condom should be used each time a couple has sex and it must be used from start to finish to protect against pregnancy and STDs. Never use oil-based lubricants with condoms because they can break down the rubber. Condoms also can be damaged by things like fingernails and body piercing. Akala natin kung sinabing condom, parehas na lang yon. condom is condom lang. Kaya pala may mga types din ito. Kaya ito yung mga types na yun. Ang types ng condoms are latex, plastic, or lambskin. Ito po yung most men use condoms made of latex. If you're sensitive or allergic to that material, you can use ones made of plastic. Latex and plastic condoms can protect you from STDs during any kind of sex, vaginal, oral, and anal. Natural or lambskin condoms are made of material that comes from lamb intestine. They prevent pregnancies, but like human skins, they have tiny openings, so they don't protect you from STDs. Ang pangalawa naman po sa types ng condoms ay lubricated. Lubrication or lube is a thin coating of fluid or liquid on the condom. It can prevent pain and irritation during sex, and it can help keep the condom from breaking. If you buy one that doesn't already have lube on it, you'll probably want to add some lube to make sex more comfortable. Make sure you use a water-based product that's meant for sex. Oil-based lubricants like petroleum jelly can damage the condom and keep it from working. The next one is spermicide. This is a chemical that kills sperm. Some condoms are sold already coated with it. This can lower the risk of pregnancy, but the amount of spermicide that comes with the condom probably isn't enough to make a difference. If you want extra protection, get a separate sperm killing product. Look for one with octoxinol 9, another common spermicide. Nonoxinol 9 can irritate your genitals, which could make you more likely to get HIV. The last one is called textured condom. These include ribbed and studded type. They're meant to boost the pleasure for you or your partner. But how it makes you feel could be different from what someone else enjoys. If a condom keeps you or your partner from enjoying sex, try textured one to see if they feel better. You can also make putting on the condom part of foreplay. Meron din po tayong mabibili or mahanap na ano, tinatawag na glow in the dark or other novelty condoms. Just be careful lang po for these kinds of condom that are typically aren't FDA approved, nor do they prevent pregnancies and or STDs. Make sure the package clearly state that the product guards against both. May mga tanong dito about sa condom, like, do condom help protect against STDs? The answer is yes. Latex, polyurethane, and polysulfone condoms can help prevent many STDs if they are used correctly. Condoms made of lambskin do not work well to prevent STDs, including HIV and/or AIDS. Condoms do not protect against infections spread from sores on the skin not covered by a condom. Couples having sex must always use condom to protect against STDs even when using another method of birth control. And the second question is, who are condom right for? Condom may be good option for couples who are responsible enough to stop and put a condom on each time before sex, and people who want protection against STDs. Because condoms are the only method of birth control currently available for guys. They allow the male to take responsibilities of birth control and STD protection. And the last question is, where are condoms available? Condoms are easy to find in drugstores, supermarkets, and even vending machines. Condoms do not require a doctor's visit or a prescription. Meron din po ito sa 7-Eleven. Then, dun po namin. Or squatting. Then the third, squeeze the size of the inner ring at the close end of the condom. Then fourth, insert the condom into your vagina like you would a tampon. Then fifth, push the condom in as far as it will go until it rests against your cervix. The outer ring will be hung outside your body slightly. Then the sixth one, use your hand to guide your partner's penis into the condom. Then the last one is, when sex is finished, twist the outer ring and pull it out. Throw it in the trash bags. Magkano nga ba ang cost ng isang condom? Ang sa male condom, it costs $1 each sa ibang bansa. But I don't think how much here because I'm not buying some. And depending on how many you buy and where you get them. And then the female condom costs about $2 each. So, mas mahal siya kaysa sa male condom sa ibang bansa. I don't think then kung magkano dito sa atin kasi hindi po ako bumibili noon or nagre-research about doon. Then, some health centers, family planning clinics, and schools give male and female condoms away for free. I think sa ibang bansa din po ito dahil dito, mamaya matatakil natin about doon. Pero, sa public, nagpamigay po sila nung last year po ata or basta nagpamigay to until age ng free condoms. And next, I will be tackling tips for proper male condom use kung paano po ito gamitin. You can put a male condom on at any time before or during sex. Make sure you don't tear the condom when you open the package. Throw it out if it's brittle, stiff, sticky, or expired. Pull it on after your penis is erect and before it touch any part of your partner. Keep it on the entire time. From start to finish. Yes, of course. Use a new one every time. That means for every erection. If the condom doesn't have a reservoir tip, pinch the end to leave about a half inch of space to collect the semen with you when you ejaculate. If you feel it break or tear during sex, stop right away, pull it out, and put on a new condom. And when you remove it, make sure the semen doesn't spill out. For the tips for female naman po, female condom use is, you should insert the condom before you plan to have sex. Put lubricant on the outside of the closed end to help it go in easier. Make sure the condom doesn't get twisted when you put it in. Stop if you feel your partner's penis slipping between the condom and your body. If it is outer ring gets pushed into your body or if you feel the condom slip out of place. Next, ano ang female condom? A female condom is a long plastic pouch usually made of nitrile, a man-made latex-free rubber. It goes inside your body during sex. Flexible ring at both ends hold it in place. The condom lines the walls of your vagina and collects semen and other fluids. Then, how effective are female condoms? Female condoms work almost as well as male condoms as long as you can use them correctly. They're about 95% effective, which means that in a year, 5 out of 100 women who use them the right way every time will get pregnant. Compare that to 2 out of 100 women whose partners always use male condom correctly. For couples that don't always use straightaway, about 21 out of 100 women will get pregnant every year. For male condom users, that number is 18. Female condom won't eliminate your risk of getting a sexually transmitted disease, which is STD, but they do greatly cut your chances. Meron din palang benefits ang paggamit ng female condom. The birth control you use is a personal choice, but some women and couples might prefer female condom over the one that men wear because you can put one in up to 8 hours before sex, so you don't have to interrupt the mood. Women can choose to use them if their partners don't want to wear a condom. They aren't made of latex, which irritates some people's skin. They stay in place if your partner loses his erection. You put them in before sex, so you don't have to stop what you're doing like you do with a male condom. You don't have to remove them right after sex, so you can enjoy the moment more. Kung may benefit ito, di meron din siyang disadvantage. Ang disadvantage naman sa female condom is they can slip out of place during sex. They can irritate your or your partner's skin. They might make a sensation of sex less intense. If this is a problem for you, try to make putting it in the condom part of sex play. They're slightly less effective at preventing pregnancies and STDs than male condom. They can be noisy, but you can use more lubrication help or put it in early so it has time to warm up to body temperature. They cost more than male condom. Gaya po nang sinabi kanina doon sa how much it costs. Then the last one is there's only one size. During sex, it is normal for you to feel the condom move around. Just watch out for those problems. Ito po yung mga problems na yun. Make sure your partner penis goes into the condom and doesn't slip in between the plastic and your body. Make sure the outer ring of the condom doesn't slip inside you. If it does and your partner hasn't ejaculated, you can remove the condom and reinsert it. If the outer ring goes inside you after your partner has ejaculated, or if he does it between the condom and your vagina, think about using emergency contraception. Naalala niyo pa ba nung nais ng DOH na mag-distribute ng condoms to students sa school beginning ng June 2017. Health Secretary Pauline Jean Ubial said DOH is targeting to distribute about 9 million condoms to health centers and school beginning June 2017. The DOH is targeting students age 15 to 24 in its condom distribution program. Ubial said that DOH will have to come up with joint guidelines with the Department of Education before the condom distribution can proceed. The DOH chief said condom can only be distributed to students who have undergone proper sex education. the DOH said 50 to 100 million from the 3.35 trillion budget for 2017 has been allotted for the purchase of additional condom of population control next year. The government has allocated a 1 billion fund for the country's HIV to AIDS program. Then, DOH Secretary, condom distribution in school to Kim with sex education counseling. Ang sinabi ni Ubia sa CNN Philippines is, our main advocacy for young people and the youth is actually abstains the delaying sexual debut. And if they cannot do that, be faithful, so have only one partner. Letter C is for condom use, which is the last resort of in terms of protecting yourself from unwanted pregnancy and STD. I mean, sexually transmitted infection, she added. The condoms are expected to be distributed in school clinics or health centers. Ubiel added that teachers will be trained on how to impart lessons on sex education. In that way, the students are alerted that these are the ways of preventing unwanted pregnancies and sexually transmitted infection, said Ubiel. And therefore, they would individually approach the teacher, and that's the time they will be counseled. She added, students receiving the condom will also be offered counseling, she said. If a student undergoing counseling is evaluated by the counselor to be engaging in risky sexual behavior, then a voluntary HIV or AIDS test will be offered to them, Ubiel added. Other details of the plan are still being ironed out between the health and education department. So, the DOH pushes for lift on TRO on contraceptives. Ubiel also reiterated that the DOH failed for the Supreme Court to consider its temporary restraining order on the distribution of contraceptive implants. The Supreme Court first used the TRO in June 2015 after alleged abortifacient tendencies of one of the drugs. DOH, however, maintains that the contraceptives are safe. According to Ubiel, the DOH procedured 400,000 contraceptive implants before the order was released. The implants are expected to expire in 2018. We are still in the process of lobbying for the Supreme Court to lift that, she said. We're hoping that the president will issue some sort of appeal to the Supreme Court to lift the TRO. DOH also expected Duterte to sign executive order implementing a nationwide smoking ban. The other covers of prohibition on chewing tobacco, e-cigarettes, and other devices used to deliver nicotine in public transformation and indoor establishment. Yan po yung mga ano ng mga nakaraang taon about doon sa gusto ng DOH na magpamigay ng mga ano condom sa mga students. Pero dahil doon, syempre kasama pa din po ang DepEd. Pero ang DepEd ay ni-reject about doon sa ano condoms na sa pamimigay nila ng condoms. The Education Department not allow condom distribution in primary and high school because law only mandated agency to provide sexuality education. We want to be sensitive to what the parents feel, and we got the feedback that they don't agree with the idea. Education Assistant Secretary Tony Sito Umali told AFP. Parents think this will send a wrong signal to our students that it's okay to have premarital sex, to have sex while they're minor, as long as you are protected. I'm sorry, bulol po ako. And then, access to contraceptive is a continuous issue in the Philippines. With the influential Catholic Church opposing law and programs seeking to distribute condoms to the poor, President Rodrigo Duterte has challenged the church, ordering government agencies last month to deliver free contraceptive to 6 million women to boast a family planning program. It says that DepEd need to study plan to distribute condoms. The DepEd said in a statement, through the series of discourse, the department will want to identify and study whether this move to arrest the epidemic is appropriate to cover schools and learning institutions, and if not, what are other measures that we can explore without compromising, first, the parents' right and responsibility to educate their children against the dangers of engaging in premarital sex, and the second, the state mandate to protect minors from any form of abuse. That was the DepEd said in a statement. DepEd said it continues to uphold the values rooted in the country culture and to enrich sex education within the framework of human rights, safety, and well-being of learning through age-appropriate and developmental reproduction. Sa aming grupo, mayroong agree at hindi agree. Ang para sa mga agree ay is, first of all, it is simply, it's just to prevent early pregnancies or to protect students from contracting STDs. And no, it does not normalize teen sex, but it does promote safe sex. That's the only aim of the project, which was turned down. Lack of open-minded was a big barrier that why hindi tinuloy. But the objective of the project is to just protect children. Since the age of consent in our country is 12 years old, it is fine for high school students to have sex, but then why would such projects be turned down just because it normalizes sex among students? If the consent is at 12 years old, then might as well promote safe sex from the youth target at the consent.
And that's all that we prepared. Thank you for taking your time and for your willingness to learn about the sexual health. Take care and let's promote what is safe.